Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care podcast and video. I'm Dwayne. I'm a certified RV inspector, and today we're going to be talking about the best diesel pusher motorhomes for full-time RV living. Yes, diesel pushers are really the top of the line Class A RVs. Often they're just simply made better than most other RVs that you can buy. That's because generally it's true that the more money you spend on an RV, generally speaking, you can expect to get better quality, better customer service, and so on. Now, that's not always the case, but it's sort of a general rule of thumb that the more you invest in your RV, the more quality you're going to find there. And full-time RVing, well, it just puts stress on RVs. And on less quality RVs, it puts them under more stress than they were ever designed to actually be able to take. And when it comes to diesel pusher motorhomes, some brands are just better than others in general, too. You're going to find better fit and finish, better quality materials, better customer service, and the list just goes on and on. So when you get all of these nice things in a Class A diesel pusher RV and you're full-timing in it, it just makes your travel so much better, so much more enjoyable. Now, this video is going to cover some of the best Class A diesel pusher brands and models that you can be confident to use in full-time travel and camping. Now, I can't cover all of the brands and models that you should be looking at. I just don't have the time here to be able to do it in a quick video and podcast. But I'm going to give you a few brands and some of their models for you to consider. And that way, it'll be a great place for you to start when you start thinking about Class A diesel pusher RVs for full timing. Now, let's start with number one on the list. And if you've ever followed my channel for very long, you're going to know that I'm a big fan of Newmar in this particular area. Yes, Newmar is a great company. I really like a lot of things about Newmar, the way they go about doing things and handling their customer base and so on. And Newmar makes lots of diesel pusher RVs, and they make them in lots of price ranges too. In fact, they can go all the way up into the super luxurious range, but we're really not going to go that high today. What we're going to do is set a cap of about $650,000 at the most that a person would want to pay for a Class A diesel pusher. And then that way we can compare the different brands and models that I'm going to cover here today more fairly. And then we're going to cover $650,000 and down. So that will help everybody have something that they can consider and think about. So starting with Newmar, the top on the list price-wise in that category would be an iconic brand, one that's just been around for years, decades really. You see them everywhere, and that is the Dutch Star. You're going to see a lot of those in campgrounds. You're going to see a lot of older ones in campgrounds. And what does that say? Well, it says that Newmar builds them so well, if you take care of them, you can make them last a very, very long time. So a Dutch Star has a lot of features, a lot of amenities, a lot to offer for full-time RV living. Next on the list is the Ventana. If you step down just a little bit in cost, you can get a Ventana. They are getting very popular. I'm seeing more and more of them out there on the road. Maybe not quite as luxurious as the Dutch Star, but a lot to offer. And then stepping down a little bit further, more into affordable territory for many people, is the Country Star. Now, of course, I'm a big fan of the Country Star because I own one, and mine is a 2004. What does that tell you about the build quality? We love our Country Star diesel pusher. It's just made so well. We're very happy with it. Lots of other happy, satisfied owners of that brand and model as well. And it's more in affordable territory. Now, coming farther down on the list is the most affordable Newmar diesel pusher. That's the Canyon Star. You can buy a Canyon Star for MSRP at around mid-300s, which means that if you discount it, you probably are going to be able to buy it maybe even a little under $300,000 for a Newmar diesel pusher motorhome. And that's really great. That's a good way to get in to the full-time Class A RV category. Now let's move on to our second brand that I can recommend. And you probably know what that is, because if you followed me for very long, I've often covered the competition that goes on between Newmar and Tiffin. Tiffin, again, is a fabulous brand. They've been making these Class A diesel pushers for years and years, well-known, well-recognized, lots of happy owners. And if we start at the top in this under $650,000 category, we have the Allegro Bus. And boy, is that iconic. I mean, you get just so much value in an Allegro Bus. So many owners out there that are so proud of their rig for very good reasons. So that's a great place to start on the higher end. But if we move down a little bit in cost, honestly, this is the brand I just tend to see more than almost any other diesel pusher out there. And maybe it's just me, but almost everywhere I go, I see a Tiffin Phaeton. Almost any campground that I go into, that's because it has such a great reputation among the full-time RV community. Again, lots of features, lots of amenities, and more affordable than the Allegro Bus. But now, if you move a little farther down in cost, there's the Allegro RED 360. That's going to be much more affordable for you. But the value in this line, to me, is in the next couple of models. And that's the Breeze and the RED 340. And both of these can be had for under $300,000. Actually, I think these two models are really well worth consideration for getting the most RV for your money. So give that some thought. Finally, the third brand that I'm going to cover today is Integra. Now, Integra has not been around as long as Newmar and Tiffin in building these Class A RV diesel pushers. But let me tell you, when they came into the industry, they made big waves, and they have given the top two a real run for their money. I am seeing lots of Integras out there by very knowledgeable owners. They've been through Tiffin's, they've been through Newmar's, and many Integra owners feel that you just get more value for your money with an Integra. So if you're going to consider Integra, consider the Aspire and the Riata. You're going to see both of those out there a lot, and they would be a great choice for full-time RVing. Well, that's the three I wanted to cover with you today. Are there other diesel pusher brands and models that you really should be looking at too? Well, yes, there are. Other than the ones I've covered today, there are other ones. But I just don't have the time, as I said earlier, to go through all of them here on this video and podcast. But what you can do is download my guidebook on buying Class A RVs. And you'll find my full list of recommended Class A diesel pushers there. And any one of them would be a good choice for full-time living. Now, the ones I'm talking about here today are mainly new RVs, but really the same kind of list can be recommended for used Class A diesel pushers as well. Now, fully inspect, though, any diesel pusher motorhome that you're considering about buying. Make sure you get it inspected before you take ownership these days. Whether it's new, whether it's used, it doesn't matter. COVID and the pandemic has created lots of problems at the manufacturers. They're still recovering from it. So get that inspection, even if it's brand new. Find out what the problems are. Get them fixed before you take ownership. And if you do, you'll be glad that you did. Well, that's it for now. Have safe and happy travels, my friends. Until next time.